请我们来看传道书。
Let's read the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
今天下午我们要查考第一节到十一节。
This afternoon we're going to study verse 1 to 11.
整个传道书的主题就是所罗门在论到虚空。
The theme of the book of Ecclesiastes is Solomon's discussion of vanity.
上一节我们查考过，所罗门认为智慧跟知识到最后是虚空的。
In our previous session, we have already discussed that Solomon thinks that wisdom and knowledge are in vain.
因为这地上的智慧不能够是弯曲的辨识。
Because worldly wisdom can never correct the crooked,
也不能够让缺少的变成足数，
and it can never fulfill what is lacking.
而且多有智慧，多有愁烦，
and where there is more wisdom, there is more sorrow.
增加知识，增加忧伤。
The more wisdom you have, the more sorrow you have.
所以到最后，这个也是虚空。
So in the end, this is all vanity.
那所罗门到传道书第一章完了，他已经尝试四件事情，到最后发现这都是虚空的。
At the end of chapter 1, Solomon had already experienced four things that he think are vanity.
那从第二章开始，所罗门开始新的尝试。
And in chapter 2, King Solomon began to have new experience.
所以他的一直到第十章，所罗门就一直在用不同的方法在试验到底怎么样让人能够活得很快乐。
So till chapter 10, Solomon tried all means to find happiness.
到最后结论就是一切都是虚空。
But his conclusion is that all things is vanity.
那二章的第一节到十一节，所罗门在提到享乐的虚空。
And in chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, he mentions the vanity of enjoyment.
享乐是现在人生活的一个目标。
Enjoyment is one of the major goals of our lives today.
有一次我在问那个初级班的学员，我主要是要跟他们谈一些人生问题，问他们说，你知道人活着做什么吗？
Once I was discussing with kindergarten students,
初级班
elementary students, and asked them what is the meaning of life.
我万万不想不到，一个马上回答为着快乐。
And one student immediately responded, "Well, I'm living for joy, for pleasure."
我一下愣住了，不晓得怎么讲话。
And I didn't know how to answer him.
我想说他们大概摸不到头脑，我再开始跟他们解释。
And initially, I thought I had to explain to them what I mean by that question.
很显然的，现在小孩子从小父母就要给他快乐。
And obviously, these days parents give their children a lot of happiness.
所以在将近十几岁，他就知道人生快乐最重要。
So even in their teenage years, these children realize how important happiness is to their lives.
有快乐就是好，没有快乐就是不好。
Where there is no joy, it's not good. Where there is joy, everything is good.
不是 joy,
happiness.
那人生变成两分法。
And it seems like there's a dichotomy of your life.
就是快乐不快乐，这样就是好跟坏。
In other words, whether you're happy or not decides whether your life is good or not.
那所罗门在他的生活当中，他也要试试看怎么样能够快乐。
Likewise, Solomon tried to find out what is happiness in his life.
所罗门这个人很聪明。
Solomon was a wise man.
因为他在追求快乐当中，他不是一头栽进去，他头脑一直在想。
In pursuit of happiness, he did not just plunge into indulgence, but he kept thinking about it.
第三节我们看。
Let's read verse 3 of chapter 2.
说我心里查究如何用酒使我的肉体舒畅，我的心却能以智慧引导我。
I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing folly, my mind still guiding me with wisdom.
这个所罗门开始用从感官的满足来入门。
Solomon began to find pleasure in sensual indulgence.
所以他就开始喝酒。
So he tried to cheer himself up with wine.
那所罗门一边喝酒，他不是一下就忘记了，他头脑还是很 很聪明，一直在想啊，我现在酒喝下去，我怎么感觉在分析啊，是不是真的快乐？
But while he was drinking, his mind was still guiding him with wisdom, so that he was thinking whether by drinking he was gaining happiness.
所以他在追求快乐当中，他一直用他的智慧一直去分析，到底这个给我什么？
So in the midst of his enjoyment, he analyzed what gave him pleasure.
那也因为这样呢，他到最后结论才会空虚啊。
And because of his thought processes, he concluded that pleasure is likewise meaningless.
因为我们看到很多人活得很快乐，他从来没有讲空虚。如果再活一次，我也要这样快乐。
There may be someone who claims that they are living such a happy life that life is never vain for them, and they will live the same way once again if they have a chance to.
因为他们在快乐当中没有去用头脑去想。
There are some people who, amidst their happiness, never think about the meaning of their lives.
到底这里面是怎么一回事？它所带来的结果是什么？
What does it mean to be happy, and what consequence does your happiness bring you?
那你没有去想，只是感觉好就好了，死就算了。
If all you feel is happiness and you never think about it, what good is it?
所以有的人呢，一生活得很快乐，他从来不会觉得空虚。
So there are some people who always live a happy life, and their lifeDoesn't seem to be vain at all.
那所罗门在追求快乐会追的空虚，就是他用智慧去想，去分析他现在得到快乐怎么一回事。
But Solomon's mind kept guiding him with wisdom, so that he found that amidst his enjoyment, he still found vanity.
所以到最后结论啊，这是空虚。
So his conclusion is that everything is vain.
那为什么这个享乐啊，会确实是人生追求一个重要的目标？
Why is enjoyment such an important pursuit of our life?
因为这个享乐会提升人的这个感受啊，特别是感官的感受。
Enjoyment brings sensual satisfaction.
那我们人这个本性就是很注重感官的感受。
And our human nature is such that we try to satisfy our sensual needs.
你如果要去买一件衣服
，For instance.If you buy a piece of clothes,
怎么买来前照后照照照，这件不行，那再挑另外一件。
You will first comparison shop and to see which one is most suitable for you.
那看起来很舒服。
And you have to decide on the one that looks best on you.
当然也有人不管他什么，穿上去就走了。
Obviously, there are some other people who never shop around and just buy whatever they see.
那他也不管舒服不舒服，反正我自己看不到。
And to these people, all it matters is whether that piece of clothes is comfortable for them.
对，有一次我聚完会，有个信徒拿一条领带给我。
After a church service, a member brought me a tie.
他大概觉得说，每天都看这一条，大概他在下面看得很痛苦啊，他拿一条给我。
And this member probably couldn't stand me wearing the same tie over and over again, and he decided to give me a new one.
他看起来要舒服，这是人的本性。
And this is only human nature that we like to be comfortable with what we wear.
但是我们没有仔细想，反正一条绑上去有礼貌就好了。
But to me, a tie is merely a formality.
所以每一个人这个追求层面不一样。
So everyone pursues different things.
那这个感官要舒服，所以所罗门就从几方面来。
And to pursue his sensual satisfaction, King Solomon tried different things.
第一个就是喝酒。
First of all, he drank.
那这个喝酒就是我讲最容易也最快让人得到刺激的。
Drinking is the most immediate way to gratify yourself.
所以我们如果看你去坐飞机特别是那个到商务舱飞机一飞起来以后，差不多每一个都在喝酒。
So if you ever take a coach class on a plane, you find that most people drink wine.
经济舱也是一样，有的一瓶小小瓶5块钱的照喝，面不改色。
Even in economy,
一口就喝完了。
Even in economy class, you find many people paying $5 per drink, and they still pay for it.
你常常看那个酒有点苦味
Wine is actually a little.Bitter.
但怎么这么多人喜欢喝
？But why is it that so many people like it?
因为喝下去，这个酒精一旦全身绕了，就觉得很舒服。
Because alcohol, once it permeates your body, makes you feel good.
是暂时你这个心灵的空虚痛苦就好像暂时解消了。
And for a little while, it's as if your problems are gone.
这只是一个代表喝酒。
But obviously, drinking wine is symbolic.
那到保罗那个时代说，不要醉酒。
in the time of Paul, Paul encourages not to get drunk. Because getting drunk will lead us to indulgence. So these days, drinking is nothing more than our enjoyment. A lot of entertainment in our homes. We have big screen TVs, a lot of videotapes, stereos,
karaoke,
karaoke,
这一些东西啊，它上去啊，让我们舒服。
And all of these things try to bring us pleasure.
这是所罗门当时在想要尝试的一点。
This is what King Solomon was trying to accomplish.
好，我们看这个第三节的下半句。 等我看明世人在天下一生当行何事为美。他用智慧一直在寻找，所以他就一直在想到底人一生要做什么事情才是好的。The
second portion of verse 3, I wanted to see what was worthwhile for man to do under heaven during the few days of their lives.
天下一生，天下就是在日光之下，就在神的控制之下。
He wanted to see what was worthwhile for man under heaven.
到底做什么事才是美呢?
So, what are the things that are worthwhile?
他自己也搞不清楚，所以他边尝试边去思想，这样是不是美的。
He couldn't quite grasp it for now, so he tried different things to find answers for it.
酒这样喝下去，这个是不是美的人生?
Is drinking a worthwhile goal in life?
到第七节。
Verse 7. Here he said that he had many slaves who were born in his house.
人要享受，当然一些比较做个比较困难的工作就要叫人做，这样才是享受啊。
To enjoy yourself, you obviously push those manual jobs to other people.
我们在看那个报纸的报道，现在日本有很多外籍劳工。
There are a lot of foreign workers in Japan.
因为这个生活水准高之后，很多工作他们本身不做。
Because the Japanese, after they have attained their high standard of living, refuse to work in more manual job.
那个很脏的，很臭的工作。
Anything that is not desirable, they would not do.
很重的，要用体力的工作。
Anything that requires hard labor, they would not do.
很危险的工作。
Anything dangerous, they would not do.
他们本身不做。
So the Japanese themselves don't do these jobs.
所以引用外籍劳工来做他们不想做的。
So they would hire foreign workers to do these jobs.
那这样他们才能够享受。
Then they can enjoy themselves.
所以所罗门这个我们可以了解，他有很多的仆婢，因为有很多这些他觉得很烦的事情，就给他们去做。
So King Solomon here had many male and female slaves to do the things that he didn't want to do.
那这个仆婢啊，还有一个就是有一种权力的欲望。
And to have slaves is also to fulfill a desire to have power and authority.
叫这个来就来，叫那个去就那个去。
He could command this slave to come or go.
每一个人站到他面前，直直的叫他Lord。
And every one of his slaves would call him Lord or Master.
那他就感觉到高高在上了。Then
he seems to be at the pinnacle of his life.
这也是一种享受。That
in itself is an enjoyment.
权力欲望的享受。
The enjoyment of your status.
那看到底这个是怎么一回事。
Now let's see what exactly is it.
那到第八节。
Verse 8。
第八节。
Verse 8。
我要为自己积蓄金银和君王的财宝，并各样的财宝，又得歌唱的男女和世上所喜爱之的物，并许多的妃嫔。所罗门积蓄很多的财宝。Solomon
amassed silver and gold for himself.
这也是让人快乐的一点，钱很多。
To have great wealth is also a source of pleasure.
那每次进到房间里面，看到到处闪闪发光的黄金财宝。
And every time he returns to his own palace, all he sees is glittering gold.
那再来就是有歌唱的男女。
And he also acquired men and women singers.
所以这个唱流行歌曲不是我们现代的事情，所罗门那个时代已经有了。So
singing new back in the time of Solomon, they had already done that.
好，那这个流行歌曲啊，就是感动人的情啊。Stimulate
your desires.
所以这也是让他舒服的一点。And
obviously that brought Solomon pleasure.
还有情欲的满足。And
by doing that, he also brought satisfaction to himself. He had a lot of concubines. And the Bible records that he had close to 1,000 concubines. The most beautiful women in his nation were his.
所以第十节他在追求享受啊，他也给自己一个原则。
But in verse 10, he gave himself a principle to go by while he enjoyed himself.
凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他；我心里所乐的，我没有禁止不享受。
I deny myself nothing my eyes desired. I refuse my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my work, and this was the reward for all my labor.
这个就是所罗门的原则。
This was Solomon's principle.
眼所看，心所乐的，我一定要得到。
Whatever his eyes, desire, and his heart took pleasure, he would not restrain from them. He tried his best to pursue these things. Because that was the reward for all his labor. I'm working so hard because I deserve these things. Likewise today in this country, many people strive to make more money. Both spouses will work. And that is why people have a higher and higher standard of living. And if you ask these people, they will tell you, what good is it if I don't enjoy the fruits of my labor? So people of today are very different from people of old.
也不是古代啦，就是老一辈已经不一样。Or
people of the previous generations.
老一辈的人啊，赚钱是为了积钱。For
the earlier generations, they make money to save money.
啊，新的一辈人赚钱是为了花钱。But
these days, people make money to spend money.
那如果不是花钱，为什么这么认真赚钱？So
the theory goes, if we don't spend what we make, why make those money?
所以赚得很多，用得很多，在这个当中啊，得到快乐。And
that is why these days people seek pleasure in making and spending money.
那这就是所罗门当时的心态，我劳碌得来的份啊，所以我要去享受。And
this is exactly Solomon's mentality when he said that his heart took delight in all his work.
那他这个享受也不只是这样了。 第四节跟第六节，我们看他在做什么。
And not only that, let's read verse 6 and 4 and 6.
我为自己动大工程，建造房屋，栽种葡萄园。第五节，修造园域，在其中栽各样的果树。第六节，6. 挖造水池，用以浇灌嫩小的树木。哦，这里第四节到第六节，所罗门在动大工程。From
verse 4 to 6. It describes how Solomon undertook great projects.
如果有机会，我们自己去设计一个房子，然后你看那个房子这样，从地面一直盖起来，你好高兴，梦想实现。If
you get a chance to, you might take a lot of pride and pleasure in designing your own house and see that the house is constructed according to your specifications.
一种好像人的这种成就感，就真的在具体的实现出来。
And your sense of accomplishment will be literally materialized.
你去买房子，总是有觉得不好的地方。When
you go buy a house that already been made, you will always find things you don't like about it.
怎么下面客厅大的像运动场，上面卧房卧的小小的像鸟笼？
Why is the living room so big that it's almost like a stadium, and upstairs the bedrooms are too small?
那有的就不满意啊。
So a lot of people aren't really satisfied with their houses.
所以很少人真的很满意，说啊，我买这个房子，我100%满意。
So that is why very few people are 100% satisfied with the house they purchased.
最满意就是你自己去动头脑去设计，然后自己去盖起来。
The best house you can ever get is one that you design by yourself.
那所罗门有这个能力，他也有这个财力。
Solomon had the talent and also the wealth to accomplish that.
所以他就动大工程盖葡萄园这样盖房子。
So he undertook great projects. He built houses for himself and planted vineyards.
有一种成就感的快乐。
He had pleasure from a sense of self accomplishment.
那盖完之后住进去也是很快乐。
And after he built all those things, he lived in it and found pleasure.
所以我们看这个所罗门在追求享乐，可以说已经达到最高点了。
So King Solomon had already reached the pinnacle of enjoyment.
那现在我们活在这个时代，生活很忙啊，这种享乐更是一种吸引力。
These days we lead such a busy life that having such pleasure is such an attraction to us.
这好像一种调节生活的方式。
This is almost like a way to liven up our lives.
但是到最后所罗门的结论是什么？
But what's Solomon's conclusion?
11节。
Verse 11.
后来我查看所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，谁知道都是虚功，都是捕风。 在日光之下毫无益处。
Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun.
结果他这样，这么多的功夫去追求快乐，到最后他的结论说，这是捕风，是虚空。
And after he had expended such great effort and went to such length to accomplish all that, it was merely a chasing after the wind, and there was nothing to be gained under the sun.
真的，如果我们人生是以追求快乐做目标，有一天我们一定会醒过来，这个是很虚空的事情。Truly,
if our sole purpose in life is to pursue happiness in our lives, then one day you will wake up from this dream and find that everything is vanity.
所以醒过来就是说，你真的用智慧去想了，那有的人很舒服舒服到死的，埋在土里，他也没有觉得虚空啊。
What I mean by waking up from your dream is that with the wisdom God has given to you, you think about the things you are doing. Well, for some other people who never think, they may find a lot of pleasure in their lives until the day they die.
因为当人在追求享乐的时候，常常我们从暂时这个感官的快乐里面，忘记了我们潜在一个更深入的一个问题。
A lot of times while we are pursuing pleasure, we are blindsided by a very fundamental question that we ask in our hearts.
那个更深入的问题是什么?
What is that fundamental question?
就是心灵的空虚。
It is the vanity of our hearts.
所以心灵空虚，人才会去追求外面的快乐跟刺激。
It is because our hearts are empty that we pursue some other external things to fill it.
所以在这个外在的这个感官的快乐里面，那个心灵的空虚并没有解决。
So while we are pursuing external pleasure, we fail to fulfill the inner emptiness in our hearts.
也就是要继续不断用很多的快乐这样一起刺激，麻木自己。
In other words, we have to stimulate and to numb our inner emptiness.
但是这个心灵的空虚，这牵涉到一个更深入的问题。
But this inner emptiness leads to an even greater question.
就是人活着是做什么？
And that is, why are you living?
满足从哪里来?
Where do you find satisfaction?
这个都没有去想，因为感官就快乐了。
A lot of people don't think about these questions because they are they're immersed in their pleasures.
所以享乐本身是一个网罗。
So pleasure in itself is a snare.
使人陷进去，忘记更重要的事情。
Once you are entrapped in it, you forget what you are doing.
那事实上，这样箴言里面雅古尔也这样祷告。
As a matter of fact, Agur in the book of Proverbs also prayed in such a way that he did not want to be too wealthy.
我想，我们当中可能很少人这样祷告，神啊，不要让我太富足。
I don't think any one of us would ever pray that way, that Lord, please don't make me too wealthy.
因为太富足，我就忘掉了你。
For by becoming too wealthy, we would forget God.
约伯是一个义人。
Job was a righteous man.
敬畏神，远离恶事。
He feared the Lord and departed from evil.
他很有钱,
he was very wealthy.
生活很享受,
he had a very good life.
但是约伯, 你看, 他每, 孩子每一次, 这个办宴席过宴会，现在的 party 啊，过去以后，约伯一大早起来就为他孩子祷告。
But every time this Curan had feasts, he would get up the very next morning to offer offerings for them.
因为恐怕他孩子啊，这个心中弃掉神。
He was afraid that his children might leave God.
所以在这个很舒服的生活环境，人一直在追求感官的舒服的环境里面呢、啊，人常常会忘记追求神。
So in the very comfortable life of ours, we often forget to pursue God.
所以享乐本身是一个网罗。
So pleasure in itself is a snare to us.
第二次世界大战啊，联军占领了日本。
In the Second World War,
the
Americans occupied Japan.
啊，那时候有一个麦克阿瑟做统帅。
And General MacArthur was the general.
哦，那时候啊，他是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
He was a very devout Christian.
他曾经写信给这个美国的一些这个宣教机构，说赶快现在要派这个宣教士来传福音。
He once wrote to some religious organizations in the States and asking them to send missionaries to Japan.
因为日本战败一塌涂地，经济一塌涂地。
Japan at that time was defeated and his economy was in a big slump.
人的生活很痛苦。
People led very difficult lives.
那个时候是传福音的好机会。
That was a perfect time for the gospel.
但是现在经过五十年。
50 years later,
日本生活很舒服。
Japan is a leading economic power and they have a very high standard of living.
人生活很享受。
They really enjoy themselves.
我们现在很少人看电视好好搬到外面去的。电视好好的搬到外面不要。
You will seldom find anyone throwing out a good TV.
有一次我在日本听他们那个弟兄姊妹讲，他们常常看到电视好就搬出去了。
But I heard some brothers and sisters from Japan that a lot of Japanese would throw out good TVs.
因为新的品种出来。
Because new models had come out.
那这个旧的搬掉，新的进来，经济这样刺激才会一直循，才会往上升。
And because people keep upgrading to newer models, and that is why the economy keeps growing.
那你一代电视要用到不会动，那经济怎么发展？
And if you're going to use your TV till it breaks, how is the economy going to grow?
那也因为这样，在高度的享受下，福音很难传。
And because of a very high standard of living, the gospel is very difficult to penetrate into the society.
所以这个享乐看起来是好，其实陷阱在里面。
So pleasure in itself seems good, and yet it's a snare for us.
我们再看中国大陆。
Let us look at China.
现在经济成长速度很快。
China is growing very rapidly economically.
特别在沿海几个大城市。
Especially in the cities by the sea.
但是我们现在就可以看得出来你如果说上海啦，或者说福建的这个福清了。
So if you were to go to Shanghai or Fuqing,
那里的基督教界，包括我们教会里面，都在讲。聚会里面的只剩老人跟小孩子。
You will find that a lot of churches, including our own churches, have only very old or very young members.
年轻人呢、拼命赚钱，因为钱一来新的冰箱、新的电视、新的什么享受一直提高。
Younger members are just going out to make money to buy a new refrigerator, new furniture, and so forth.
少年的一代也在打电动玩具。
And even the younger generation would play video games.
所以已经看出来了，生活水准提高，灵性就在退步。
So, as we elevate our standard of living, our faith begins to backslide.
现在圣工最发达的地方都是一些比较内陆的地方。
Where we find the most active ministries are in places that are backward.
所以享乐确实是一个陷阱。
So enjoyment is really a snare for us.
会让我们忘记人生真正的目标，真正的问题。
It leads us to forget about the fundamental problem of our life.
那人在享乐当中常常需要更不断的刺激。
And while we're in our pleasure, we also need to be constantly stimulated.
不然你就发现原来那个享乐你就觉得枯燥。
If you are not constantly stimulated, you will find no pleasure in the same thing.
一个最简单的，我们做过父母来，你就知道。
Let me give you a very simple example, and if you're a parent, you will understand.
如果养过孩子, 你就知道, 你买一个玩具给小孩子玩。
If you are a parent, you have probably given your children toys.
哇, 他现在很乖, 很高兴, 这个玩具, 新的颜色, 新的都又会动。
And if you give him a new toy, this kid will be occupied for a while.
哇, 过两三天都不要了。
But after a few days, he gets bored with it.
就玩腻了。
He's bored with it.
玩腻你也不能把它修理，我这么贵买来你也不要。
And obviously, you can tell him this toy is so expensive, you should keep it.
不要就收起来。
So once the kid doesn't want to play with it, you would keep it in the shelf.
然后再新的给他。
Then you'll buy him another new toy.
等到那个玩腻了。
When he is sick of it.
那你要玩来，原来那个你收起来的再打开来，对他又是新的。
Then you will put it on the shelf, and after a while, you'll bring it back out, and he thinks it's a new toy.
所以人在追求享受当中，不断需要有这个新的刺激。
So while we pursue our pleasure, we want to be constantly stimulated.
那到最后，人就变成奴隶了，一直要追求那个新的刺激。
Ultimately, we seem to be a slave of stimulation.
我们想想看，我们诸位，你看过那个电影，有几部电影的时候，我看10遍还想再看。
Has any one of you ever watched a movie 10 times and still wants to see it?
你看那个到夏天看那个 rerun呢， 还是看过了，啪一下就转掉了。
If you watch cable TV, when you see that it's a rerun, you would turn to the next channel.
需要有新的刺激。
You need new stimulation.
但是有时候，好像你喝酒。
But when you drink,
喝来喝去，到这些刺激不够了，那怎么办？
What's going to happen if you find no stimulation in drinking anymore?
进来就变成用药, drug.
Then people will start using drugs.
所以越来越刺激,
That is why people need more and more stimulants.
那到人就为着这个在活而已,
and for a lot of people, that is what they live by.
那在美国有一个地方说每一年都有那个 rock and roll 在演唱, 上万个人青年在那里, 叫做 Woodstock, 还是什么,
And there is an event called Woodstock in this country where tens of thousands of young people would gather and sing pop rock. And at the conclusion of that event, many people fight. Even after singing all that rock and roll, they are not stimulated enough, so they start to fight.
所以人生啊，这追求享受做目标，这是一个陷阱啊，这对人绝对没有好处的。
So pursuing pleasure is a snare that we should avoid, for it brings us no good.
这里面并没有生命在里面。There's
no life in it.
那怎么样去突破这种虚空？
How do we transcend that futility?
我们要在基督里面来突破这个生活享受的陷阱跟虚空。
We should, in Christ, transcend the trap of enjoyment.
主耶稣来, 他传的第一个讯息是什么?
What is the very first message that Jesus preached when he began his ministry?
天国近了。
The kingdom of God is near.
你们要悔改。
You must repent.
现在人最怕听这句话, 悔改。
These days, people are afraid of hearing the phrase, repent.
悔改我有罪啊。
Repent of your sins.
我就是要快乐，还叫我有想我有罪。
If I want to find pleasure, what do you mean that I need to repent?
但是这是要超越享受虚空一个最有效的方法。
But this is the most effective means by which we can transcend the futility of pursuing pleasure.
天国近了。
The kingdom of God is near.
天国就是神的国近了。
The kingdom of God is near.
我们仔细看。 神在创世的时候，
Let us look at the time of the creation of the universe.
亚当跟夏娃，
Adam and Eve.
他们有没有去刻意追求什么享受？
Did they ever pursue any pleasure?
没有。
Not really.
因为活在伊甸园本身就是一种满足。
Because living in the Garden of Eden in itself is a pleasure.
那个地方是神的国。
That was the kingdom of God.
所以对他们来讲， 不必刻意去追求快乐。
So to Adam and Eve, they need not intentionally seek pleasure.
因为活着本身就已经很满足了， 你就不会想再追求什么快乐。
For by living, they already found satisfaction, and they need not pursue any other enjoyment.
那现在人会想去追求快乐, 是因为心灵空虚, 所以你才会想一个什么东西让自己快乐。
But these days, people pursue pleasure because they feel the emptiness in their hearts.
所以要超越这种空虚, 想要追求快乐, 这种心呢, 就是要回到神的国来追求。
So to transcend that emptiness that we feel in our hearts, we need to return to His kingdom.
罗马书的14章,
Romans 14, 17节, verse 17.
罗马书14章的17节,
Romans 14, verse 17.
神的国不在乎吃喝, 只在乎公义和平, 还有圣灵中的喜乐。 这里说神的国在乎公义和平, 还有喜乐。
Romans chapter 14 verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
有人问主耶稣说你的国在哪里?
Some people ask Jesus, where is God's kingdom?
主耶稣说,
Jesus replied, the kingdom of God is in your heart.
诸位,
every one of you, the kingdom of God is in our hearts.
当这个神的国实现,
now the kingdom of God is realized.
是公义,
And the kingdom of God is righteousness.
所谓公义就是, 我们看英文的, righteousness, 就是在神面前每一件是对的, 也就是没有罪。
In other words, in front of God, we are without sin.
神的国实现, 你内心没有罪恶在你里面, 在捆绑你。
When the kingdom of God is realized in our hearts, there is no sin that ensnares us.
你从罪里面得到自由。
We are set free from sin.
再来就是和平。
Next, peace.
也可以说平安,
peace.
神的平安在我们里面,
the peace of God in our hearts.
第三个, 喜乐,
third, joy.
因为你内心已经完全满足了, 喜乐,
we have joy because we're fully satisfied in our hearts.
主耶稣在变貌山上变貌,
Jesus was transfigured on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那个时候彼得, 打瞌睡一醒起来看到耶稣在变貌,
Peter woke up from his sleep and saw Jesus transfigured.
他非常的满足,
he was satisfied.
我们在这里正好,
it is so good to be here, he said.
山上什么都没有,
as a matter of fact, there was nothing on the mountain.
怎么会说我们在这里正好?
Why did he say it is so good to be here?
因为他尝到神的国里面那一种满足,
because he had tasted the goodness of God's kingdom.
主耶稣容貌放光, 他看到变貌山上的主, 他心好满足。
When he saw that the Savior had been transfigured, he was fully satisfied. Today, the kingdom of God is realized in our hearts. Our inner heart is satisfied.
那我们就不会再想对这个世界的快乐有太大的欲望, 因为我们已经满足了。
And since we are satisfied in our hearts, we no longer desire the pleasures of this world.
有的信徒在问, 去拉斯维加斯可以不可以?
Some members ask me, is it all right to go to Las Vegas?
我讲这不是可以不可以的问题。
And I replied, it's not a matter of whether you can or not.
如果不可以,变成你去是犯罪了。
If I tell you you can't, then does it mean that you sin by going to Las Vegas?
如果可以,变成我天天去也没有关系啊。
And if I tell you yes, no, then does it mean that you can go there every day?
一个最基本的问题说,你为什么要去?
But the fundamental question is, why do you want to go to Las Vegas?
如果我不晓得现在的索多玛像什么,我去看看, 这个应该是可以。
Well, if you don't know what is the modern-day equivalent of Sodom and Gomorrah, you might as well take a look there.
但是如果你觉得说,我觉得很无聊,我就是要去一下才不会这么无聊, 那就有问题。
But if your motive for going is simply because you are bored, then maybe there's a deeper problem that you need to solve.
就是生命很空虚。
You may feel that your life is empty.
神的国没有实现,
that the kingdom of God is not realized in your heart.
所以我们才会想去看那个灯光, 这种声音的刺激。
And that is why we like to seek sensual pleasure and excitement.
去那里看秀, 去那里赌博。
That is why a lot of people go there to gamble and to watch shows.
其实那里面的人都是很空虚的。
As a matter of fact, people who are really there are really empty in their hearts.
我记得有一个弟兄在见证, 他说他以前住在九龙。
A brother once testified to me that he used to live in Jiulong.
那个赌博的赌博那个赌博场旁边就是医院，医院旁边就是殡仪馆。
And it so happened that beside the casino was a hospital, and beside the hospital, there was a funeral home.
啊, 你管作业, 你如果堵书了,
And so it seemed as if someone lost a lot of money, he would go to the hospital.
啊, 医院不好, 再往下一个送,
and if his heart attack is not cured, he would go to the funeral home.
所以人生很多的现象在告诉我们，我们需要神。
That is why there are many human occurrences that remind us that we need God.
但是就是需要有所罗门这样啊，动动头脑来想，我们才会感觉到这个需要。因为你感觉虚空的时候，需要就跑出来。But
a lot of times we really need to meditate over things like Solomon did, so that we may understand that there's a need for us to pursue him.
请看约翰福音第四章。Let's
turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
34节。
Verse 34.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来的旨意，做成他的工。耶稣说，我的食物。My
food, said Jesus.
啊，这个食物就是满足啊。My
food, in other words, his satisfaction.
也可以说，主耶稣的满足就是遵行神的旨意，做成他的工。So
his food or his satisfaction is to do the will of him who sent him to finish his work.
所以人要怎么样心灵才可以得到满足？So
how do we satisfy our hearts?
你试着去。 做神的工,
try to do the work of God.
试着去遵行神的旨意,
try to fulfill the will of the Father,
我们,
our God.
我们的内心就会觉得很满足,
then our inner hearts will be fulfilled.
这是我们要超越这个世俗享受的一种方法。
And this is a way that we transcend the futility of worldly enjoyment.
在基督里面为他
And in Christ, we should do the will of the Father.
每一次我们看到我们在做工，如果神有在带领、在祝福，我们都觉得很喜乐。
Every time I find that when God is working among us, I'm full of joy.
那这种喜乐有时候也是从受苦来的。And
sometimes joy comes from suffering.
请看《使徒行传》第五章。Let's
turn to Acts chapter 5.
使徒行传第五章，Acts chapter 5:41。工会的人又听从他，便叫使徒来，把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放了。41节，他们离开工会，心里欢喜，因为配算是为这个名受辱。 这个地方说，当时使徒去传福音呢，被鞭打。The
apostles preached the gospel, but but they were flogged.
然后离开工会，心里很高兴。The
apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing.
因为觉得说我被打得很有意义，我是为着耶稣这个名受辱的。Because
they had been counted worthy of suffering, disgrace for the name.
所以。 让我们真的活得很喜乐，就是生活要很有意义。那个你想到生活很有意义的时候，喜乐就从那里出来呀。So
when we find that our life is full of meaning and significance, we will have joy.
那为主受苦就是一种心灵喜乐一种方法。And
a way to attain joy is to suffer for the name of God.
所以在基督里面确实。 它可以让我们生命丰盛，它可以让我们生活很有意义，这样来超越世俗这种享乐的引诱。Truly,
in Christ, we will find true joy and satisfaction, so that we may transcend the futility of our hearts.
到最后，靠近神本身就是一种喜乐。And
eventually, we will find drawing close to God in itself is the joy.
所以摩西跟长老们，他们曾经到山上去，在观看神。
Moses and the elders once went up to a mountain to witness God.
一面吃一面在观看神。
And they were eating and drinking while watching God.
我没有那个经验的，那一定是一个很大的满足。
We do not have that experience, but I believe they must be fully satisfied.
神影中要的形象显现在那个地方。
God's image was shown to them at that place.
我们在灵里面来亲近神。
And in the Spirit, we should draw close to God.
神的灵 会让我们得到满足。
The Spirit of God will satisfy us.
活水的江河, 从内中涌出一种满足来。
The living spring of life will well up from within us.
神的话, 哦, 是甘甜的。
The Word of God is sweet.
哦, 也是可以满足我们。
And it satisfies us.
神的爱, 哦, 更是我们的满足。
And the life of the love of God is even more a satisfaction for us.
常常亲近神，常常服侍神，为主受苦，满足神的心，这个人的人就可以超越世俗享乐的引诱。
So when we draw close to God, when we serve Him and love Him, we will transcend the futility of our enjoyments.
那我们玩的时候，人生玩的时候，我们会去跟保罗一样。
Then at the end of our lives, we will be just like Paul.
不是虚空的虚空。
We will no longer think of life as vanities of vanities.
我们觉得有极重无比荣耀为我们存留。
But we will find that there is an everlasting glory that's awaiting us.
因为我们活在基督里面。
For we live in God, in Christ.
这是我们现在的基督徒应该超越的一个方法。
And this is the way that we should transcend futility.